This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I'm Rich Bradbury, and I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong,
Frida Liu.
As usual, with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. The debate of today is using a resume robot cheating. This is because of this thing. It's a web app called CV Compiler. It uses machine learning to analyze and repair your technical resume. That is our discussion for today. If you'd like to take part, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp or on Twitter or on Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. Second story of the day, how successful entrepreneurs never check their email. I'm not successful yet. And there's something going wrong in that mix.
Indeed.
Story number three.
You do check your email.
I do regularly, and that's the problem, maybe. Story number three. People are writing their own eulogies as a career exerciser. A lot of this, I think, is in response to what Steve Jobs did when he did his Stanford speech a few years ago. And then finally, we'll be wrapping up with a story about loss aversion and how it's paralyzing your business. So kick us off, Christine. Tell us about this resume robot.
Right. Well, as you said, it's called CV Compiler, and it's a new product by two people called Andrew Stetsenko and Alexandra Dosi, who are marketing and HR experts with a combined 15 years of experience in making recruiting smarter. It's a web app that uses machine learning to analyze and repair your technical resume, in theory allowing you to shine to your recruiter of choice, basically. Mm. And what the app does, it essentially checks your resume and tells you what to fix and where to submit it. So it doesn't write it for you, but it basically tells you, you're doing all this wrong. This is how to fix your resume.
You silly human, you.
Yes. It's been completely bootstrapped thus far, and they're also working on new and improved machine learning algorithms while maintaining a library of common CV fixes. So it's just a whole system where they can identify pretty quickly what might be wrong with your resume. Mm. And as Stetsenko said, there are lots of online resume analysis tools, but these services are too generic. So they can be used by multiple professionals, and the results are very poor and very general. After the feedback is received, users are often forced to buy extra services anyway. In contrast, the CV Compiler is designed exclusively for tech professionals, and the online review technology scans for keywords from the world of programming and how they're used in the resume relative to the best practices in the industry. So it's live now. If you want to go check it out, you can Google CV Compiler. And I thought that was quite interesting because I don't know whether or not you might consider it cheating at your job application if you got helped by a robot, I suppose.
Right. So this is more for technical jobs kind of thing.
Yeah.
For now, yes.
Right. And I can imagine like how a lot of these technical folks, right, they're good in their technical side of things and they're not so good at writing and highlighting what's good about them. I think it's great, right? You've seen the applications that come into us, and there's no effort at all. We've had a screenshot of a resume sent to us. Remember that one?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
And just people who don't put in effort, I just look at it as the day when I used to, you know, like, do I do a word check? Do I do a grammar check? Right? So simple thing like that, if there was something of this sort, then I would use it. It just shows effort.
And I've seen CVs as well. One of the big red flags for me when I'm looking at somebody else's CV, and particularly somebody who's been in the workforce for a while, it is those gaps between dates. You know, why is there like an 8-month gap or a 9-month gap or whatever? And I'm suspecting something like this app would probably go through that and say, hey, you've got a gap here. Maybe you should fill it in and explain to the person that you're applying to, you know, what was in that gap. I don't see it as cheating, no. I think it's, I think for people who may have not got the same skills that, you know, like you say, Frida, these technical people, I'm painting it with a very broad brush, you know, people who might not have to send out CVs as regularly as other people might. They might skip a few steps, they might miss a few things, and it's okay checking all of this stuff online. But
it's getting your foot in the door, you know, if that gets my attention, then, you know, of course, you still have to meet the person, right? And then that's where you can sell yourself further.
Right.
But that first impression that, you know, just so someone will notice you, by all means.
Okay, well, let's assume it's not just for technical people then. Then we move on to like everyday normal people who want to apply for sales jobs or whatever. Do we think then that there might be an element of cheating in it then?
I think it depends on what the tool actually fixes. You know what I mean? Like, basically, if it's stuff like kind of grammar or syntax, for example, then I don't really see a problem with it.
Because we use spell check anyway.
Yeah, and it's also not really affecting the person's experience or the person's qualifications, right? But if it says, like, to change the phrasing of, like, a job or something, or, like, to, like, kind of, like, spice things up and something like that, I don't know what.
Don't forget to say you were a sales ninja.
Something like that, right? Yeah, you know, I don't have a problem with it exactly, but I do want. Wonder where the boundary lies between a tool like this editing your resume and kind of exaggerating your resume.
Right. It's like going to a restaurant, right? A simple meal, and the way it's explained, right? You know, cauliflower puree or whatever it may be, right? That sort of sells us to want to try the dish.
Right.
Same thing, right?
So it's like when somebody's trying to sell you a fancy nasi lemak. It's not just nasi lemak. It's
coconut milk infused rice.
There you go.
With a prawn or whatever.
Yeah,
but which would make you buy it more? You know,
that's not a great example because I think we would just be like, no, it's nothing. Like, don't lie to us, right? But I think that's kind of what I'm trying to get at. You know, will fancying up your resume make you more qualified for the job? No, right? So I'm kind of two minds about this. Like, I don't think it's cheating, but it depends on what is being edited.
And people don't get the job from that resume.
Yeah.
Mm. They get an interview.
Right.
Right. And that interview process is still where you have to prove yourself.
All right. That's where we stand, folks. Let us know what you think. CV Compiler is a web app that uses machine learning to analyze and repair your technical resume. Is it cheating at job applications if you use a resume robot? Let us know. Get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899, on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio. We are going to take a short music break. We've got Mando Diao with God Knows up here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.